You're listening to the Unsigned Chat podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Unsigned Chat podcast. As usual, I'm joined by my co-host, Jaina Jennings. So Jaina, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Yeah, good, thank you. It's a long time since I spoke to you.
I know, it's been a couple weeks. But we've been talking over memes and
yes,
Instagram message for a while, so it hasn't been too long.
You had a good week?
Yeah, I did. How about you?
Yeah, not so bad. The question also has to be is, have you bought that cake yet where it splurts out the blood?
No, I haven't.
What's happened?
I'm just really dropping the ball lately. What's my deal? I've been like next level procrastinating because I've really got nothing done that I should be getting done. And I have no intentions of doing that. And I have like all my exams this week. And you know what I'm doing instead of studying? Making wedding dresses.
Jaina, are you getting an F?
No, but it's only a matter of time.
You're normally grade A, is that what you're saying?
It's so rough. This year is not my favorite semester because I don't really like any of the stuff I'm doing. And I know that that's like a poor excuse, but really.
If you don't enjoy it, then that is a problem.
Yeah.
So what are you studying this time?
I started my theology classes, and I can't say that I'm liking this one class that I'm in because my professor, it's so bad to be in his class because he grades everything so harshly, but you follow all, like he'll give you examples, and you can make it look exactly like his example, and he'll still find problems with it, even if the problems are not actually there.
So when you turn up for the lecture or the lesson, does he automatically start off by giving everybody an F?
I feel like that's his goal. Because, I mean, I'm a straight A student. Like, I'm a straight A student because I'm a perfectionist on everything. And I've been doing incredibly well in every other class. And I feel like I have a good grasp of what I'm supposed to be doing, you know? And so I feel like it's more on him than me because if I have clear direction and know what to do, then I am a straight A student. So I feel like this is on him.
So when you say straight A, is that because you're academically smart or is it grade A because you're always absent?
Absent. Well, you know, you can't be absent when you go online.
Very true.
Yep, that's me. I'm an onliner.
Are all yours online?
Yes, all of them. Bradley and I are in the same classes.
So you actually physically don't have to go to like college or anything. You just do it all online.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is nice because my school is hours away.
Oh, is it?
Yep. And actually, I'm really just thinking about finding a different college because this one is killing me. Because I entered in with an incredible amount of credit hours because I transferred from another school because I went to a technical school that was really close to home so that I could commute and not have to do everything online because online is difficult. And so I took all my core classes there. And this college told me, yeah, we'll take everything. We'll take your AP classes. We'll take your transfer credits. You're covered. So I get here and they've slowly removed like three of the credits that they've transferred from my transcript. And I keep calling and being like, you guys, please stop doing this. And there has been no change and I can't get in touch with anyone that actually cares to help. And since Bradley and I are in the same classes, people usually, like, when I'm on the phone with somebody, try to group us together because they know we're in the same class because we're engaged. And we wanted to be in the same classes with the same professor so we could work together. And so we were trying to register for our classes. And my, whatever they are, like, counselor, advisor, took away lots of my credits. And I called and was like, you can't just take off credits from someone's transcript. That's not how college works. Please bring them back. And he said, oh, okay. Well, do you happen to know what email I sent to Bradley today? I sent him an email about something. I was like, why would I know? I can't read his email. And he was like, Then he started literally insulting me, telling me that if I read Bradley's emails, I was an overbearing fiance and he'll probably leave me. And I was like,
Fair point.
the point of this is that I didn't read his emails. And I was so mad about it, and I'm still mad, so I probably will be like, I will be taking my tuition elsewhere. Thank you very much.
Has Brad not got a couple of credits you could buy off him?
No, because he went to school to be a welder, and
Okay.
then he's already graduated, and now he's going back for a bachelor's in I think he's either I'm going to do business or biblical studies, but right now he's in the same classes with me. And so no, I think I'm 2 years ahead of him because he just went back to school this year.
Now, Jada, nobody likes to show off.
I thought I'd be out of school in 4 years, but it looks like it's going to be like five.
It's a bit like writing an album then, isn't it,
Yeah, it is. I feel like I could like already have all my albums done by the time I get out of school, and you know how long I take to make an album.
I know.
It's so
Quite
frustrating.
a while.
I don't like school. I never have.
Me neither. I always remember day one of school, I asked if I could leave.
Yeah.
I was done with it.
So, Jaina, this week on the podcast, we've got a great guest. This week on the show, we're welcoming Rachel Selick back from Scarlet River Management. So, Rachel.
Long time since we last spoke,
It has. It
Rachel.
must have been like the beginning of lockdown.
Somewhere around then, wasn't
Somewhere,
it?
yeah, it was a long time ago, but I have been keeping up with some of your artists, and I'm like becoming really big fans of like I bought on one of Kelsey Bobby's new songs, and I'm like, yes.
So you're working on an exciting new project.
We basically, so a friend of mine, Dom from Country Chat, which is another podcast, he came to me and he said, I would love to kind of finish the year by bringing together like lots of artists and doing something really great, because he felt like, this year had been quite difficult. Not many, you haven't got to see anybody, lots of people have been cooped up in their homes, been made redundant, struggling with mental health, just so many things that weren't quite going right. And so he was like, yeah, I would love to do this thing and bring together loads of artists that I've met during kind of lockdown and everything like that. And I was like, that's an awesome idea. So I went to somebody that I know, a songwriter, Tyler Spicer, and I said, do you mind, having a think about whether you could write something that kind of portrays how this year has been? And we kind of like wanted it to be along the Christmas lines because we know that, it's going to be quite difficult this year. Nobody really knows what's going on. And whether also would it be possible to write something that people can relate to? It's not just a seasonal change. Like it's a thing that's been affected the whole year. So that's where the song came from. And then we were like, well, for us, the obvious kind of charity choice was mine.
So the song's about train sort of 2020 and a bit Christmassy.
Yeah, basically it's kind of a song that encapsulates what people have gone through, I think, this year, from not being able to see family and friends and be with their loved ones and kind of have struggled along the way, but also trying to kind of find a positive and active change in that. So healing is something that's kind of unified us all in the sense. And the fact that, no matter how far apart we might be, we still have these people that surround us and they love us and they are there for us, when things get difficult.
Yeah. So which artists are working on this with
So
you?
we've got, so they're all unsigned country artists, but we have Emma Moore, Kyle Elliott, Brittany McLam, Amelia Quinn, Charlotte Young, Georgia Nevada, Daniel Borge, and Bob Fitzgerald.
Also, there's a few people going to be
Yeah,
on it
so
then.
they come from Norway, the UK, and the States.
So this is a global
Yes,
effort.
definitely. We wanted it to be, yeah, a kind of a global thing, and bringing, together artists that have been really like, yeah, people that we've kind of got to know really this year as well. Some of these, a lot of these artists have been on Dom's podcast and he only met them this year. I mean, I've known a few of them for a little bit longer, but not an awful lot longer than that. So yeah, it was really difficult. We approached quite a few people. And it was really difficult to pick who we wanted because we just wanted everyone involved if we could have. But yeah, I think we've got a really nice kind of group of talented unsigned artists that have been so willing to invest their time in the project.
So what was the sort of recruitment process then for these artists? How did you kind of decide these were the ones that you wanted to
To be
work with?
honest, it was we just Dom and I had a conversation, and it's a combination of a couple of artists that Scarlet River have worked with, couple of artists that Dom has worked with, and then just a couple of artists that we just have seen grow throughout lockdown and just really wanted on board, basically. Because we didn't want it to just be this enclosed, kind of tight-knit group of people that just we'd worked with, because that's not the point. Like, the point is meant to be this global kind of unified effort of lots of people. So that's kind of, yeah, there wasn't really like a criteria process or anything like that. It was just people that we felt would really kind of work with the song and whose voices would come together as well.
So, when's the
It
song
is
out?
out on the 27th of November. So it was pre-orderable on the 13th of November, which is tomorrow, on this podcast. I
Friday the
know, which is
13th.
unlucky, sort of. But
Oh.
we're hoping it'll
Do
be
do 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 do
unluckily
do do.
lucky, if that's a thing. But yeah, it goes on pre-order on Friday the 13th, and basically all the money from pre-orders, and then we've also set up a donate button via PayPal as well. So if you don't have an iPhone or access to iTunes to pre-order and you want to give, then you can give via PayPal as well, because we want this to just reach as many people as possible.
That's
Oh,
awesome.
this is really good
That's
at what
such
you're doing.
a great outreach.
Thank you. We just want to like just feel like this year has been crazy tough.
It's been tough
Yeah.
on so many people. I think everybody can relate to what a really bad. Matt and I were literally just talking about how this year was not a good year on the podcast, like right before you joined. Like, this year has been rough to say the least. So I think it's such a timely project and something that's so beautiful and it's going to help so many people.
Thank you. Yeah, that's definitely the whole point of this is just to hopefully, people can relate to the song, but can also see, the kind of the broader sense of the project, and get behind it. So yeah, that's the idea.
Wonderful. So exciting.
It really is a great project, especially to also have an angle where you're donating to charity as
Yeah,
well.
definitely. We didn't, with stuff like this, it's you're never out to do it for personal gain. Like, that's just not it at all. It's finding avenues, I think, to bring people together. And when Dom came up to me with this idea, I just thought that's just the perfect way to do it. Because I think I always want to make sure that we're giving in the best way, whether it's to artists or whatever. I'm sure you guys are the same with the podcast. Like, you put the artist at the heart and center of what you guys do, and that's kind of what we wanted to try and aim to do. But like you say, it's bringing people together, but it's also, what was the whole center and the purpose of the project in the beginning? And that was to support people and to unify people in an area that has been really difficult. And for us, that was kind of the mental health aspect of everything.
So, do you think this could be like an annual thing, though, where you release something annually
Maybe.
with a charity
Yeah,
in
that's a
mind?
really cool idea. We haven't like discussed it yet. Because this has definitely kept us busy for the last month and a half or so. But yeah, it's definitely something that I would love to be doing more and more in the future, because I think it's just a great thing to do. And like you say, have different charities that can be supported in this way, and bringing together different artists from all over the world would be just an awesome thing to do.
Yeah, or even if you do it like every year for the
Yeah,
same charity,
100%.
because I mean, mental health, I think what is it now? It affects one in four people, I think it is now. So it's kind of seems to be getting worse, or more people are talking
Yeah,
about it.
I think definitely more people are talking about it, which is really important, isn't it? Because I think actually one of the areas of a healing process of mental health and kind of help and dealing with it in your own way might be to talk about it. So it's really nice that people feel comfortable and feel that they can talk to people about it without being judged, or without, people saying anything negative towards them, and just getting on board and just being there for them. And not feeling alone, I think, is really important as well, isn't it? Not feeling alone in it. So definitely, yeah, I think 100% that. And I do think that being in lockdown and not seeing friends and family has probably heightened that a little bit too.
I think it'll also be the same at Christmas as well, won't there? Where there'll be people that, are probably lonely, and that affects the mental health. And if we're in another lockdown at Christmas,
Yeah,
and,
because I mean, even if the government say that it's okay, I think there are still going to be restrictions as to what you can do and how many people you can see and those sorts of things. And it's not going to be the same, is it? Whatever happens.
it's not because, I mean, even if you had like a digital Christmas where you do it like over Zoom or Skype or whatever, My question's always the same. How do you pull a Christmas cracker that way?
You'd have to
You have
like
to do it yourself.
yeah, you would. You'd have to do it yourself. Or like, I don't know if it's possible to have one hand behind the camera and the other hand in front of the camera so it looks like you're pulling it with somebody.
Oh.
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
This sounds like it could be
I
the
know,
saddest Christmas.
it's
And
really sad. Sad Christmas.
I just find like I feel like we just use Zoom and other forms of meeting online materials just so much now, even in our day-to-day lives, like for work and stuff. So it's really difficult when you use it for work, but then you're also expected to use it to hang out and chill with your friends. But you can't kind of separate the two in a way. And I live on my own, and I find that particularly difficult, like not having that actual interaction with
Yeah.
people. Because you can tell when you're on a screen, like it's just not the same, is it?
It's not. I mean, I live on my own as well. And, to like, even if you have like Skype hangouts or whatever with work colleagues, certainly like at the moment, the one thing I find, and it's quite interesting because so you do all that work at home, but then when you've finished at the end of the day, you can't go to the pub, you can't socialize with anybody. So then you're still on your
Yeah.
own, even in an evening.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? And you kind of like go to one room in the house to do your work, and then your break is to like walk to the kitchen or
Yeah.
something.
Yes, Rachel, I know exactly what you mean.
How many cups of tea do you have a day because you just want to
Oh.
go somewhere?
Yeah, just like take a trip to the kitchen, have
Yes.
some tea. Well, like that's been me and coffee. And
Yeah.
well, I was reading an article about how when you're talking to somebody over Zoom or Google Meets or whatever, there's just you can't really take social cues the same way as if you're sitting across from someone.
Yeah.
And so it's more exhausting for you. So social interaction isn't as like rewarding. And I've noticed that like if I have a group of I used to do a like a group thing with some of my friends every week, and it would be so hard because somebody would start talking and somebody else would start talking at the same time. They go, "Oh no, I'm sorry, you go ahead," and then neither one of them will
Yeah.
go ahead with what they were gonna say. So I feel like you don't get as much out of it as if
Yeah.
you were able to go be with your friends. And that's another thing that's depressing because it's exhausting to talk to people you love, and that's a bummer.
Yeah, definitely.
Sometimes the hardest thing though is like if you've got like a Zoom meeting, you kind of think, okay, do I need to get fully dressed,
Absolutely.
or can I just like put something smart on the top half and wear my pajamas on the bottom half?
The answer is always
You know what I mean?
PJs. Yeah, I do that a lot.
Well, apparently you can get PJs that look like day wear.
That's clever.
So I think someone's cottoned on to the fact that you might not want to
I
get
found
changed all
jeans like
the
that once, but I thought that they looked like they would be so overly warm that I couldn't stand it.
My
They
big
were like
problem.
sweatpants in the inside of the jeans. I was like, no, thank you. That looks awful.
Oh no, I don't like the idea of that.
Ew.
That's too much,
No,
isn't
it's too much. It's too warm. No.
it? My biggest problem is that my Wi-Fi cuts out all the time. So I'll be on a Zoom and I just cut me out. So I leave and then end up coming back like 3 or 4 times. And then on the one day that it's really good, I won't have charged my laptop. And for whatever reason, if I'm on Zoom and I need to charge my laptop, it chain like it doesn't let Zoom work properly. So it kind of goes all crackly and I can't hear anyone and they can't hear any me and I freeze.
Now, Rachel, you're amongst friends now, so you can be honest. Is that really what happens, or is it you get bored and think, forget this,
That
I'll just log out?
is genuinely actually really what happens.
Is
It's
it
awful.
really what happens, or is it just
Prove
not interested in this subject?
it.
End the call.
To be honest, I do have two computers now, so I don't have an excuse because I should just use the other one. But it is actually true. It does actually happen.
You mentioned that Brittany McLam's on your upcoming release, and she's been on the podcast before. She was a
Oh,
delight
she's
to talk to.
awesome. I think she was on, she met Dom first. So that's how I got to know Brittany. And actually her partner Aiden, he mixed and mastered the track.
Because he's
Yeah,
based
he's
over here,
in
isn't he?
oh, is he Sheffield maybe? Might have made that up. But he's up north. He works in Steelwork Studios, I believe it's called. And he, yeah, so he mixed and mastered it and made it sound awesome.
Steelwork Studio, that's where I can't remember his name now, but he worked with Gary
Oh,
Barlow on a
awesome.
lot of stuff, and he also was working on the X Factor when Gary was there as well. Something is it something Elliot or Elliot Kennedy, I
Okay,
think he's
I
called.
didn't know that.
I've come across the studio a few times, but it's always been linked to back to him and Gary Barlow. I don't know how. The other person that we've had on the podcast was Charlotte Young. She's a delight.
She is absolute gem. I manage Charlotte now, and having worked with her on the release of her debut EP back in March and April, and she is awesome. She's just the kindest soul. She is just so hardworking. She's so kind. She's so generous and loving. She's one of those artists that just never does anything for herself. She just wants to make everyone else happy, and I just love that.
Absolutely. She was just an absolute gem to talk to. How do you sort of decide which artist you're going to work with? And has it changed, obviously, since the last time
I
you were on
think
the
it's
podcast?
probably, I mean, the moral standpoint and the kind of the what I stand for is the same, in terms of loyalty and trust and honesty and a good, artist management relationship and things like that. Those will always be steadfast in what I do in the company as a whole. In terms of choosing people to work with, though, I think it's just to be invested in their music. Because if I'm invested in their music, I think I can do a better job at promoting it. Whereas if you're not as invested as them, then I don't think you would quite have the right mindset for it.
That's true. You have to like the music, and you have to like have faith in the artist to be able to work. And I feel like that goes for the artist as well. You have to kind of have a good relationship of like faith in your manager. So faith in the artist, faith in your manager and the rest of your team, because that's how things are supposed to work. When you're going against each other, or you just really don't have faith in the project, there's really no sense in working together.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's what it is, I think, especially from, yeah, when you've got a, you as a manager are promoting their music day in and day out, from the moment that you start working with them to the moment that you stop working with them. So it's definitely super important that you are always on board with what they do and you listen to them. Because I think other, artists will have their own ideas about what they want to achieve and what they define as maybe success, for example. And some artists will want that to be kind of streams on Spotify. Some artists will want that to be radio exposure. Some artists will want that to be an iTunes chart and things like that. And I think so you need to have those, bear those things in mind. And sometimes your strategy for how to promote them might differ because of those things. So I think those are really important. And just so I think listening to the artist is always really important, just to make sure that you're in line with what they want and you can help add to their vision rather than take away or control.
Yeah, like help meet goals that they've set for themselves. And I mean, I feel like having a goal-oriented artist is something that's important as well. Just knowing that they know what they want out of it, that they know what they're working toward, helps the entire team, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I completely agree because I love working with independent artists who are kind of quite at the beginning of their career and they're developing and things like that, but they still need to have a vision and an idea of where they want to go with their music and their identity, because otherwise I think you can find yourself not quite adding any value to where they're going if you're not sure where to go. So yeah, it's 100%. It's really nice and it's good when an artist is confident in what their sense of identity is, what, how unique their project is, how they define themselves and who they relate to and things like that.
If you could form then like a super group with any
Oh,
unsigned artist,
how many do I
who would you
get?
choose to super group? It's how it depends how super you want to make
Always
it.
super. Oh, that's a really difficult question. Oh man. I feel like if I say a few artists, then I'll go away and feel really guilty that I didn't say some other ones. But I think
That sounds like a
it's
politician's
genuinely
answer,
true though. All the artists of the
that.
world working together to make a
Yeah,
super group.
exactly. Absolutely everyone. If I had to pick a few, I would have Charlotte Young in it and I would have Kyle Elliott in it, but I manage them, so maybe that's a tiny bit biased. However, I think they work really well together and they're just super kind. They'd bring the badass to the group. Like Kyle Elliott has this super low voice, and then Charlotte can like she's a power woman. She can hit some insane notes that I didn't know existed if she really wanted to. There's also this band called Lochland that I really, really love. They are states-based, and they're a male trio, and they just bring insane harmonies. I think that would be really awesome. This is really hard. Maybe someone like Jessica Lynn.
Okay.
He just brings a party. Like, I saw her perform at Buckle and Boots in the UK last year or the year before, and just the whole set was just so energetic. It was ridiculous. I don't know how someone can go that long just like jumping around and having a great party and getting everyone on their feet and just having this awesome party. And I think you always need someone like that.
That would be a
That'll
good
do
super group you've got. That'll do.
for today's super
That'd
group.
be a good
But you know, the
special
reason it's
group.
so difficult is because there's so many insane artists at the moment, like unsigned. I love
Yeah, there is.
Hallie. Is it Hallie Cairns?
Yep,
Yeah.
had her on the podcast a few weeks ago, a few months ago. She's
Oh,
another one that
she
absolute
is
thrill to
incredible.
chat
Like
with.
some of the stuff that she's producing is awesome.
I think with her, certainly we're talking to her, she doesn't realize how good she is. And that's what I like
That's
about some
sometimes a really good
artists.
quality to have, isn't it? That kind of humility and humbleness
Yes.
about you. Yeah.
Big thanks to everyone who listens to our podcasts each week. Thank you so much for joining us for that. And we hope you'll continue to listen to our podcasts. Hope you can join us next week for another episode of the Unsigned Chat podcast. But until then, have a great week.